Hi everyone, welcome back to Xamarin Forms 101. I'm your host, Maddie Legere, and today I'm gonna show you how to let your users input text or data into your app using entries and editors. The two controls are pretty similar, they share a lot of the same attributes, but they also are meant for distinct use cases. So an entry is meant for something like a username or a password or a phone number that's only ever gonna take up one line. An editor is meant for things like a paragraph or a text box, comment box, any of that. So let's take a look at what they look like in our Xamarin Forms code. So I'm using XAML Hot Reload. So as I hit save, I'll see these XAML changes immediately reflected on my app on my phone right now. So I'll make an entry with a placeholder of entry, vertical options, center and expand, close that tag, hit save, and then do likewise with the editor. Editor, vertical options, and I will set some placeholder color on this just for fun because I want it to be purple, and hit save. So right off the bat, you see the two controls look pretty similar, but they are totally distinct when you interact with them. So the entry, I can type in, and then the bottom right of my keyboard, there's a checkbox, so I can hit check. And it closes out the keyboard and takes my cursor focus out of the entry. With the editor, as I type, if I hit the enter button, it makes a new line. Now, it's auto-sized to one row of text, so I have to scroll through to see it all, but I can fix that by setting the auto-size attribute to text changes and hit save. So now when I type in my editor, it shows me all the text I'm typing as I hit enter. Like I said before, the entry is really meant for things like one line of text, like a username or a password. So I can do something like set is password, set that to true, hit save. And what that does is it tells my phone that this is a password field. So it'll pop up with my password filler. And when I type, it's automatically gonna change all my characters to the dots to protect my privacy. I can also customize what this little checkbox down here looks like. That's using something called return type. So I'll change that to search and hit save. And then when I click in my entry, it changed my little keyboard to the search button. I can use return commands to bind to a command in my view model that will tell my app what to do when my user hits that button. So for example, I could type in this entry, hit search, and trigger a search. So also, like I said before, the two controls share a lot of the same attributes. So things like a max length, I can set on both. So I can set this to be 4. I can set read only. So I can do is read only equals true. And I can do something like change text color to blue and my background color to lime. Let's try that. Hit save. So now you can see in this entry, my text is blue and I can only put it in 4 characters. In my editor, it's green in the back and I can't even click on it because it's read only. So you can see it doesn't even pop up my keyboard. Finally, you can not only customize the actual look of your entry and editor, but you can customize the functionality that your phone does when you click on it. And the best way to do that is using the keyboard attribute. So there's a whole bunch of keyboards that you can use, but an example of a good one is numeric because it's very different than the traditional keyboard. If I hit save here, you'll see that in my entry, I can now only type in numbers. So this is good if you want a phone number field, if you want to limit it, or you want a pin or something. There's other ones, there's like email that has the @ sign, and you can check all those out in the Xamarin documentation. You can also create your own keyboard with different attributes to suit your needs. So that's the basics of entries and editors in Xamarin Forms. Definitely check out our documentation, it'll be in the show notes, and you can dive more deep into what you can do with entries and editors. Thanks for watching.
Hey, it's James, checking in on your Xamarin Forms journey into mobile development. Don't forget to do all the things, such as like, subscribe, and ding that notification bell so you get all the latest episodes in your inbox. And while you're here, check out all these awesome Xamarin Forms 101 videos right here. Get going now.